Welcome to Campaign Beat, our weekly political analysis program. I'm Sally Mock, and I'm joined by University of Montana political science professor Rob Saldine and veteran Capitol reporter Chuck Johnson. And Chuck, this week, a federal judge upheld Montana's campaign finance disclosure law known as the Disclose Act. And Governor Bullock supports the law and believes his opponent, Greg Gianforte, does not. But do we know that for sure?
Gianforte kind of hedged on whether he supports the law or not and used interview opportunities to criticize Bullock for raising out-of-state money from PACs and the like, while he did not raise money. But this is an important decision. It's the first major challenge of the Disclose Act. There'll probably be further ones, and it's considered very likely this one may be appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals by this group that filed it, the Montanans for Community Development. The group's attorney is James Bopp, and Bopp is a leading, if not the leading, attorney in the country who argues that laws such as this unconstitutionally impair free speech of groups that want to influence elections. And Bopp was the lead counsel for the winning side in the Citizens United decision by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2010, which essentially freed corporations and unions to give unlimited money to influence elections.
And during the legislative session, we should point out a group that opposed the Disclose Act is a group, the Montana Family Foundation, that has received a lot of funding from Greg Gianforte.
That's correct, Sally. And also, James Bopp has a satellite office in Bozeman, and the woman who runs that is the Gianforte campaign's attorney. So there are some ties there.
Well, here's how Governor Bullock described Gianforte's funding of opponents of the Disclose Act.
If you want to know what a guy's going to do in the future, look at what they've done in the past.
And Chuck, he's basically saying it's not what you say, but what you do that counts.
Yeah, and Governor Bullock can rightly take credit for this law. It was introduced by Duane Ankeny, a state senator from Colstrip and Republican, and Bullock worked with Ankeny, and Jonathan Modell, the political practices commissioner, also worked on the bill, and it was considered a major accomplishment by Governor Bullock to get this bill through a Republican-controlled legislature. And some groups with ties to Gianforte stood up and opposed it at committee hearings.
Greg Gianforte, as you said, Chuck, touts his refusal to take PAC money as evidence that he supports campaign disclosure, but he hedged when he was asked if he supports the Disclose Act.
I'm not an expert on the legislation. I'm not a politician. I'm a business guy. I do know that Steve Bullock spent a year raising money out of state, and it got spent here predominantly in negative attack ads that were not truthful.
And Chuck, is "I'm not a politician, I'm a business guy" an adequate answer to a question about a law that already is in effect? He's not being asked, obviously, about pending legislation.
Yeah, it kind of looked to me like he was dancing around it. But the Disclose Act is going to be a big issue the next legislative session, whichever man is elected governor. And like I said, there are at least several other challenges in court to the Disclose Act, one in federal, one in state, and then there's the likelihood that this decision by federal judge Dana Christensen will be appealed to the Ninth Circuit. So this will be around for a long time. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see if the Montana law survives or if parts of it are struck down.
Rob, both Governor Bullock and Greg Gianforte have new ads on the air hammering old themes or themes that they've had throughout the campaign. And here's one of the governor's latest.
In Montana, you shouldn't have to be a millionaire to hike, hunt, and fish out here, to get a good education or support your family. I'm Steve Bullock, and unlike my opponent, I'll always defend our public lands, support public schools, not privatize them, and balance our budget without a sales tax. Protecting Montana values and passing them down. As governor, that's my commitment to all Montanans.
And Rob, this ad extends the Bullock campaign narrative that Gianforte opposes public lands and public education and supports a sales tax. And all of these are things that Gianforte adamantly refutes he stands for.
Right, Sally. Yeah, you know, there are lots of feel-good images there, reassuring tones. But everything Bullock mentions here is designed to remind voters of what his campaign hopes will be liabilities for Greg Gianforte, the public land, reference goes to the lawsuit that Gianforte had with the state of Montana. Public schools is a reference to Gianforte's socially conservative record of charitable donations. The no sales tax bit is a reference to Gianforte's long ago suggestion that a sales tax might be a good way to restructure Montana's taxes. And that's, I think, probably the weakest of these claims here by Bullock. Back when Gianforte voiced support for it, lots of people were talking about a sales tax. In the years since, it's gone out of fashion. And in fact, Gianforte's tax plan that he introduced for this campaign is centered around a no sales tax pledge. But nonetheless, this ad kind of nicely wraps up and offers something of a closing argument for Bullock's candidacy and for why voters should not support Gianforte.
Greg Gianforte has a new ad out addressing the accusation that he's a rich carpetbagger.
I'm Greg Gianforte. Special interest groups that don't care about our state are attacking me for where I was born. Well, here's the truth. 40 years ago, I fell in love with Montana on a class trip. Over 20 years ago, we started raising our kids here. We started our business in this house. And someday, it's where they'll put me in the ground. So sure, like a lot of Montanans, I wasn't born here, but I got here just as fast as I could.
That's a good ad, Rob.
Yeah, it's a very effective ad. By far the best response we've seen from the Gianforte campaign to this charge. And this charge about the New Jersey carpetbagger has been around from the very, very beginning. It is, I think, and as we've talked about, an unfortunate and cynical charge. It plays to our worst impulses of fear and suspicion of people who aren't like us. But I also suspect that it is fairly effective. And I'm surprised, I guess, that it's taken the Gianforte campaign this long to respond directly. You know, we have seen the campaign over the months roll out a lot of ads trying to portray Gianforte as a real Montanan, and he's out shooting things and whatnot. But this is the first time they've really directly gone after this charge. And it's coming late here at the 11th hour. And I can't imagine that the way they drew up the campaign a year ago or whenever would have them trying to play defense on this issue just a week before the election.
And especially when you consider that Greg Gianforte apparently has run more television ads than any other statewide candidate in the country, over 34,000 so far. That's a lot of ads.
Sure is.
Well, Chuck, in the House race, Republican Ryan Zinke has another new ad accusing Denise Juneau of hiring criminals to drive school buses or being responsible for that hiring. And we talked about this last week, but I think it's worth noting just how nasty his ads are getting right now.
Yeah, this is a hard-hitting ad. And kind of to my surprise, I haven't seen any real response from the Juneau campaign or much of any news coverage looking at this, but it's my understanding that local school districts are the people that hire the bus drivers for their school districts. But to date, there hasn't been much discussion of the allegations he's raised against Denise Juneau.
Juneau herself has a new ad, again accusing Ryan Zinke of wanting to sell off Montana's public lands.
Ryan Zinke signed a pledge to sell off our public lands, supporting a scheme to transfer a Montana birthright to private ownership, a move that could close millions of acres to hunting and fishing. It's not a rumor, it's a fact. It's no wonder papers across Montana say it's time to replace Ryan Zinke. There's a better choice. Denise Juneau, experienced and tough. An independent voice for all of us.
And Chuck, that's a theme that Juneau has been hammering all of her campaign, that she would protect public lands and Ryan Zinke would not.
Yes, I think she's made that the prime issue in this race. And, you know, the facts are a little harder to pin down. Zinke maintains he is not favoring the sale of Montana lands. He did sign a pledge as a candidate for lieutenant governor called the Montana Constitutional Pledge, and that's what's referenced in this ad. And it has some language that suggests that, I can read you a little of it. He says, the undersigned candidates pledge to restore all lands unlawfully seized by the federal government, whether by congressional acts, rules, laws, decree, executive order, or any other means under the color of law, to be returned to its rightful owners, the sovereign citizens of Montana, and the like. But I think the Juneau campaign feels this is the key issue against Zinke, and, you know, that's what she's talking about in her closing ad before the election.
Rob, what race or races do you think are likely to keep us up late Tuesday night?
I think if there is one, it's going to be the governor's race. You know, one thing I'm thinking about at this stage is that this election cycle, relative to other presidential election cycles, is unusual. There's a higher than usual degree of uncertainty concerning turnout. And I think all the campaigns must be worried about this and wondering what's going to happen. There are issues on both sides that emanate down from the very top of the ticket that are producing this uncertainty. Democrats have to be concerned that there's going to be a drop-off among young voters and perhaps Bernie Sanders supporters. Republicans have to hope that Trump hasn't alienated their voters to the point that they stay home, or that he'll be bringing in people who haven't voted in the past. And these kinds of uncertainties, we see pollsters across the country struggling with these issues in terms of trying to identify who actually is a likely voter. And how all this shakes out on Tuesday is obviously going to have real implications for close campaigns like the governor's race here. And I think, again, there's just a degree of uncertainty that's higher than, say, 4 years ago or 8 years ago.
Many mysteries will be solved on Tuesday, and you've been listening to Campaign Beat, our weekly political analysis program. I'm your host, Sally Mock, and I've been speaking with veteran Capitol reporter Chuck Johnson and University of Montana political science professor Rob Saldin. And Rob and Chuck and I will be part of Montana Public Radio's live coverage of the election results Tuesday night, beginning as soon as the polls close in Montana. And we hope you join us for that. And finally, if you haven't already, please do exercise your right to vote. And Chuck and Rob, I'll see you Tuesday.
Okay, thanks, Sally.